Good morning. My name is Kim McCutcheon. I'm the commanding officer of the 1st Aid Nursing Yeomanry, Princess Royal's Volunteer Corps, or otherwise known as the Fannies. The Fannies were formed in 1907 to be nurses on horseback, similar to the Florence Nightingale's role early in the middle 1800s. And very much at that stage, they're all volunteers, ladies who lived or worked in London, and very much they wanted to be of service. At the outbreak of the First World War, we were not formally recognised by the War Office nor the British Red Cross Society. So as a consequence, by chance meeting, the Fannies deployed in October 1914 to support the Belgians, manning hospitals and driving ambulances. But from 1915, it was very apparent we increased our numbers and started supporting the British, driving and picking up injured soldiers from the dressing stations, putting them onto barges, moving them out to the ports, and putting them onto ships coming back to UK. And the Fannies' role, because we were an independent organisation, we, at the end of the war, were demobilised, but actually not disbanded. And the role of the Corps has actually changed over the years to meet demands. In the interwar years, we assisted the Ministry of Defence and the City of London during the general strike. And as a result, we were recognised by the War Department, but literally going on and building up to the Second World War, we were asked to form part of the Auxiliary Territorial Service. And this was actually providing the drivers and the ladies who would provide the sort of the background to all the work to making the war fighting operation work in UK. We were also fundamental in providing support to the Special Operations Executive from its formation in 1941. And 39 of the 51 ladies who were parachuted in or air-landed into France were Fannies. At that stage, some of them were a cap badge of convenience because there was regulations relating to ladies not being able to carry weapons in the other women's services at that time. But quite a few of the ladies joined the Fannies to take part and work with the SOE. Our roles have always changed, and during the Cold War, we were part of the machinery of government in war, providing data communication support at the alternative seat of government. But today, and for the last 40 years, we've really been providing support to the City of London Police's Casualty Bureau. So anytime there's been a tube or a train derailment or any incident or a bombing, we've been on call to man the free phone number that's advertised in the press, which says, if you're missing a member of your family or a colleague, please phone in and report. And that's something we do at any time there's a call for our support. As an example, post 77, within 27 minutes of a call to man Bishopsgate police station, we had 13 members there providing support. Fortunately, incidents such as this don't happen too often, so we're able to do pre-planned tasks in support of the army, in support of the police, in support of a number of other organisations. And as a result, today we're here because we're actually supporting the Commonwealth War Graves Commission in their organisation of the major events throughout to mark the centenary of the Great War. In addition, the Department of Culture, Media and Sport have very kindly today announced that they are going to give us a donation, which is actually going to support our upgrading of our IT packages, which will help our training and the organisation of the Corps to actually enable us to provide a better service to the customers. And really, we were very grateful to the Secretary of State for announcing the award, and we look forward to working with a number of organisations as we commemorate the Great War over the next 4 years.